Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this lovely lady is my wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody.
Look at her. Got her hair all fixed up. I'm just barely getting in here. All right, so life is good, right? And then you get to hear another episode of PM and the AM. I just thought I'd throw that in. Hey, it's a great day. It's Thursday, and everybody deserves to hear the Word of God on Thursday. Well, the Dodgers won the World Series. Not that that's going to change the outcome of the world, but for all you Dodger fans, congratulations. You know, there's nothing better than a Yankee loss. Well, anyway, I'm just not a Yankee fan. Anyway, it's good to be with you this morning.
We've been talking about how to
I should have took that thought captive, shouldn't I?
You should have talked. Yes, you should have taken that thought captive and not had it come out of your mouth. You know, the words that come out of us, what comes out of us defiles a man.
Yeah, we're talking about thinking right and
how to be a good thinker.
How to be a good thinker. And in order to be a good thinker, we have talked about three different things already. We talked about exposing ourselves to non-toxic input. So if you're putting negative in, negative is going to come out. So you've got to stop the negativity. You got to stop the things that cause sin. All right. And then number two, you got to expose yourself to non-toxic thinkers. In other words, be around people who have already are established, who are rooted and grounded, and then you can move forward because what was that we just learned the other day? I actually put it out on Facebook. You know, you learn and then you become
what you learned. Right.
So be around somebody that's good.
But, and you know, eventually you become that person. You know, if you will surround yourself with people who will help you grow and, you know, be spiritually growing, and then eventually you become that person for someone else. We should always, you know, look at it that way. You bring along somebody else as well. So we should be around people who are thinking and believing the same way we are and building each other up.
And then what was number three? Honey?
Choose to think. You have to be intentional. You have to think about it. Think about your thinking. What's that word?
Metacognition.
Very good. Very good. It actually stayed. Metacognition. It's thinking about your thinking, your processes. You know, it's funny because we talk about it in education, we talk about it in psychology, all the secular things in the world, but it actually works in the Word of God. Think about what you're thinking and make sure that you're changing your human way of thinking into a godly way of thinking.
That's right.
And being intentional about it.
In other words, making it a high priority in your life. And so when we do that, then things tend to go our way. And then number four, today we want to talk about acting on your good thoughts.
That's right.
That's where we learn to separate the good and the bad, right? Jesus said in the end, he's going to separate the goats and the sheep. All right. You want to be a sheep, not a goat. A goat gets barbecued. A sheep comes into the banquet.
So I don't know where you got that.
I don't know, but it's true. So we want to make sure that we act on our good thoughts. Eddie Rickenbacker, World War I ace, said, I can give you a six-word formula for success. Think things through, then follow through.
And that's the doing of it.
James chapter 1. Why don't you take us there? James chapter 1.
James.
The most famous verse in the Bible for being somebody who's going to do. But James chapter 1, beginning in verse number 21.
Oh, right in here.
I thought you already had it down. If I'd known that.
I think I did.
Okay.
So get rid of all the filth and evil. Do you want it in New King James?
Yeah, I don't care.
Or NLT?
Just New King James would be great.
All right, we'll have to change it.
Well, that's all right. Just go with what you got.
Okay. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your heart, for it has the power to save your souls. But don't just listen.
Right. Now, the save your soul is an interesting thing. All right. Mm-hmm. To save your soul, it has the power. And that's talking about renewing the mind.
Right. That's
which
the mind
is
little
able,
emotions.
The implanted word, which is able to sozo your souls. And that means it's able to deliver and it's able to heal. your mind needs healing just like your body does. Mm-hmm. And when you've been so used to thinking in one vein, and now all of a sudden you get born again, you got to start thinking in another vein. And so it's the same thing with, as I told you yesterday, your environment is so important. If you're raised in an environment of negativity, you'll never amount to anything. You'll never be anything. You're going to overcome those things. And to overcome that is very difficult, hard work. Now you start reading books. I love Zig Ziglar. He's not with us anymore, I don't think, but Zig was quite the teacher. And I remember him coming to our bank at Deposit Guaranty Bank years ago and talking about see you at the top. And man, he was just so positive about everything, you know, about life. And you know, you can look at the glass and it's either going to be half empty for some people, mm-hmm. which is the negative side, or it's half full right. for those people who are looking at it from the perspective of what it could be. And so you've got to change your outcome in life by changing your thinking. And then look at what he says in verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. Now, we're talking about the word of God here, about right. doing the word of God.
Right.
But the same thing applies to your business life. You're not going to be a good salesman if you don't get after it and put to work the things you've learned about your product. I remember when I was selling cars when we were at Rhema Bible Training Center, and I was at Spraker Volkswagen, Subaru, selling sleds. And so that's what we called it back then. But we were selling cars. And, you know, I learned about cars. And one of the things I learned was you had to figure out which of the people were the buyers. And then you had to realize what it was that was driving them. And you begin to point out those features and then the more importantly, the benefits mm-hmm. of the features, not just the feature itself, but this is what it's going to do for you. And when you started doing that, then, man, it made the selling job so much easier. So you had to, number one, know your product. Number two, you need to know some tactics. And then number three, you had to pay attention and observe things. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the same thing to become a good thinker. You've got to realize what good input is and let that get on the inside. Your heart, your mind, will, and emotions are affected by what you see and what you hear. So make sure you're seeing good things and you're hearing good things.
And then you act out. You act those things out.
Yes.
You know, I used to be a math teacher. And, you know, you teach the concept. And then you practice the concept. And the only way it's going to actually stick in your brain in math is that you practice it. You can't just see it. Now, I'm sure some genius typically can like see it and go with it. But your typical person can, you know, you learn something and then you practice it. And that's what we're talking about here. It says in the New Living Translation, it says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. And we say practice the word.
Yeah.
You do the word, you be a doer of the word, which means you hear something. Maybe you're sitting in a sermon on Sunday morning or your devotion and something pricks in your heart and you're like, I need to act on that. I need to make that change in my life. What are you going to do about it? You then need to put in practice what the Holy Spirit convicted you of or what you read in the Bible. You can't do it all at one time.
Right.
You do one thing at a time.
And what was that you just read again?
But don't just listen to God's
okay.
word. You must do what
now
it
listen.
Says. Be a doer.
If you're investing because you want to be a great investor, and so you buy a series on somebody who's been very successful investing, and you listen to all the things that they talk about, and you can walk away from that going, wow, man, that is so powerful. But if you don't start putting those principles into practice, it's not going to work for you. It's the same principle with the word of God.
Right.
When you hear the word of God, don't get excited about it and say, God, that is so good. That guy can really teach. No, put it to work in your life.
Right.
Start practicing it. Now let's go to Mark chapter 5. And here's probably one of the best illustrations because we're about out of time. But Mark chapter 5 and beginning in verse number 25.
For some reason.
All right, I got it. 5:25. Here we go. Listen to this. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, or an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. So now she realizes she has something wrong in her body. So she begins to go see physicians, which is the normal thing, is it not? Mm-hmm. You wake up this morning, you're having a terrible pain. You know, you're going to maybe do some home remedies for a little bit, but if that pain persists or those symptoms persist, you're going to go to your local doctor. Mm-hmm. So she had spent all that she had and was no better. Remember, doctors are practicing. They're going to do the best job they absolutely can do to help you to find the remedy and get you better. But in this case, it says she rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus. Now, this is the principle we were just talking about, mm-hmm. about being a doer, not a hearer only.
That's right.
Because if you're only hearing and you don't ever put it into practice, it won't work for you. Whether it's money principles, investment principles, or the word principles, they won't work. Your job principles, they won't work until you put them into practice. And so when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, this is what she kept speaking to herself. Remember, you're going to do what you meditate on. Mm-hmm. You're going to speak it, and then you're going to do it. She spoke it, and now she's doing it. For she said, if I only may touch his clothes or the hem of his garment, I shall be made well. What a powerful thing.
And then what did she do?
She went through the crowd, mm-hmm. touched him, and it says immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of that affliction.
So she heard, faith came,
she heard,
she spoke, and then she did.
And she acted.
I mean, if she just stayed home
and
not acted on what she believed and what she spoke,
then nothing would have happened. I think what's important here is, for she said, one translation says, for she said within herself. Mm-hmm. So in other words, she kept meditating.
That's right.
Or thinking on what she heard about Jesus.
That's right.
What she heard made a difference.
That's right.
So you need to act on that good thought.
That's right.
Think things through, then follow through.
That's right.
That's what Eddie Rickenbach said. And so this is the key to you and I becoming a good thing.
And I know earlier when you were talking about, you know, our negative thoughts about ourselves, one of the things that we need to think about when we're changing our thought processes is the negative is the human way of seeing ourselves. But when we see ourselves as God sees us, our self-image, that's the positive part of our life. We need to be thinking how God sees us. We need to be looking into his word about what he says about healing, what he says about prosperity, what he says about peace, what he says about joy, that because we're changing our thoughts and then we act on those thoughts from the word of God.
Yeah,
and I think that's going to change our mindset from the negative side to the positive side.
Well, that's all the time we have for. Let me pray for you, Father. I pray for every person watching. I pray today we will become good thinkers, Father, because, Lord, we're going to act on our good thoughts. I thank you that we're going to let good things in. We're going to meditate on those things. We're going to speak those things. We're going to act on those things. And because we do, we're going to get the results that we need. We honor you and thank you for it now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button right down there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now so that you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world. We're in African countries and other countries. We're also traveling around the United States doing evangelistic services. So make sure you check out MikeCampbellMinistries.com where you can follow what we're doing.
Well, listen, join us again tomorrow where we'll wrap this up on PM and the AM. Same bad time, same bad channel. God bless. Everybody have a great day.
God bless.